Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise God that we're able to be together again. If you're a new listener, we welcome you in Jesus' name and pray that the Lord will bless you richly and that you will receive something of the Lord. But before we go into the message the Lord has placed on my heart, as I frequently do, let's just ask the Lord for His blessings, His presence, and His work to be accomplished in your life. Father, as I waited before You, I sensed Your people need a refreshing of the Lord. And Father, I thank You that refreshing, that revival, that energizing comes from the Spirit of the Lord. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, Lord, that the excellency of the power may be of God and us. And Lord, how many times do You amaze us when we feel we have nothing left to give? Sometimes we feel so spiritually dry. We feel empty. We know the precious Holy Spirit who abides within us is faithful. And Lord, as we walk in simplicity and submission before You, the Holy Spirit arises. And Lord, He's never tongue-tied. He never has anything to say that would be insignificant. It is directive, it's purposive, it is applicable, and it's timely for our lives. And so, Father, I release the ministry of the Holy Spirit to all of our hearts. Lord, You see everyone who's listening. Lord, this broadcast, which covers so many miles and goes into so many homes and workplaces, Father, we thank You. You know every single one. Lord, You take the time and trouble to count the very hairs of our head. And so, Father, we thank You that You're a personal God, a loving God. And Father, I pray now for that refreshing, that anointing, that strengthening in the Spirit. Father, I just rebuke the attacks of the enemy. Lord, their faith is really being tested right now because of the things they're going through. And I thank You, Father, that the faith You have given us is adequate. That faith, that the shield of faith, Father, it will quench, it will prevent the fiery darts, the lies that the enemy is bringing to affect and hurt our heart, our spirit, that shield of faith. And so, Father, right now, I pray everyone listening with their particular battle, the things they're going through, God, that they will be able to lift up that shield of faith and say, no more, devil, no more. I resist, rebuke your lives. And Father, I release the anointing of God to destroy every single yoke in their lives. And Lord, You will bring them forth into joy and into peace and into purpose and into perseverance and into direction. God, that You will be with them and You will strengthen them with might in their inner man. And for all of this, Father, we give You praise and we thank You, Father, because You have given us every good gift, everything that pertains to our walk in this earthly realm. You've not short-circuited us. You've not short-changed us. You have given us richly everything that we need that pertains to our life and godliness. So, Father, we thank You in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, beloved, what God has placed on my heart and this comes out of things that have been stirring in my spirit for the last several weeks, is God is doing a very deep and a very personal work in the hearts of those who desire Him to do that. You know, we, as our pastor said in church today, we don't really have control over anything in our lives to a great degree. We cannot control what will happen next. We have no control over our next breath. Our lives are in God's hands. And the only thing we do have control over, beloved, is the ability to make choices. That is one element, that is one sacrosanct area that God has designed for the free moral agents that He has made us. He gave that choice to the angels as well. And before the earth ever was founded, there were those who made a choice to oppose the living God. And of course, we know the head of that was Satan, Lucifer, and the third of the angels went with him. But we, as man, who have been created in His very image, that's how He created man, in the image of God, we have a choice, and that is one area that we do control regardless. And beloved, some of you are in really difficult situations, whatever the parameters, whatever the things that determine the amount of liberty, the freedom, what you're able to do, even in confinement, and for those of our Christian brothers and sisters who have come to the Lord and are perhaps behind bars, even though they are extremely limited in what they can do because of their circumstances, yet their will, their choice is inviolate. In other words, God has given that to us. And so for everyone who has ears to hear in this hour, God is bringing us, drawing us into an intimate, personal relationship that we've not known before. You may have walked with the Lord for decades. You may be a young person who grew up and gave your heart to the Lord as a child, perhaps, and you've walked with the Lord. But nonetheless, God is bringing us into a place of a depth and understanding of His ways, of who He is, of His very nature. He's called us friends. And when you have a friend, isn't that true? What happens as that friendship develops? You begin to learn new things that you never knew. Sometimes you may have known them for years. It depends upon the level of ability you have to spend time with them. So you may have some very dear friends that are miles away, hundreds of miles away in other states. Nonetheless, that intimacy is developed by the time that you're able to spend. And in that time, in that fellowship, you learn new things. It's just that way with the Lord. Our lives in this world in which we're living, in this country, with a explosion of information and technology, there are so many things that vie for our attention, that try to commit us to activities and programs and events. And the major problem in many of our lives is trying to balance all those things. But beloved, the most important area, the most important thing you need to decide and to choose is, how much time will you devote to the Lord? I'm not just talking about time in terms of in prayer or in reading the Word, but how much are you willing to devote to God's will in your life? Are you willing to let Him change some things, perhaps drop some things out of your busy schedule so you can have more time to be with the Lord, to fellowship with Him, to meditate on the Word? Because, beloved, with what is going on in, quote, nominal Christianity, beloved, what is the dividing line is how important the Word of God is, because He has given His Word, He has preserved it through millennium so that we will know His will. It has withstood the fiercest of attacks. They've tried to burn it, they've tried to ban it, and they can't do it. Why? Because God wants His Word to be shut up in our heart. Thy word have I hid in my heart, O God, that I might not sin against Thee. Is that your heart's cry, beloved? Oh, I know God has so many precious people, and a good number of them our UCM partners, I declare God has given me some of the precious, most precious, sweetest people in the world. But our heart is united. This is what we're seeking after. That's why they stay connected with this ministry, because we are seeking after, longing after the things of God in a greater dimension. We want to please the Lord. We want to be used of Him however He chooses, in ways perhaps that we would not have desired or asked for. Nonetheless, we say, yes, Lord, whatever you want. And that's the bottom line, beloved. Are we willing to let our ability to choose line up with what God wants for us? That is the mark of a surrendered saint of God. That is the hallmark of a mature Christian, to do what God would have, to lay down our wills, to do what the Lord would have, our Father would have us do. Is not that the perfect example that Jesus gave throughout His life, His ministry in the Garden of Gethsemane? He as a man, as His flesh, He dreaded what was coming, and He asked God, He said, all things are possible for you, Father. Can we do this some other way? But He summarized His final stand that kept Him going through all that He went through, those trials, the beatings, the ridicule, the persecution, the crucifixion. It enabled Him to say, not my will, but thy will be done. And my heart is very burdened. I've been very focused on this, not just for my partners, not just for the body of Christ, but in my own life, that God would take me to a deeper depth, a higher height than Him, that I will understand more clearly God's plans, God's purposes, His timing, the seasons in our lives, what He's doing in the earth right now. And if that's your desire, and you feel that you're not satisfied with where you're at spiritually, I invite you to write. I sense the Lord may be having me in a time of special time of prayer and fasting. The announcer is going to give our contact information. Know that I love you deeply. Not a day goes by that I do not pray for my UCM partners, my spiritual family, as well as my radio family, even if you've never written. So I'm praying for you. But if you write, I'll have a chance to know how to pray more specifically. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.
Oh.